that is not right, that you're not classed as homeless if you're in a shop doorway.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Because you've got a roof inside.
If you're standing over the street and begging your way,
yeah,
you're not homeless. If you're sat on a bench in your way, you're not homeless.
When it comes to counting figures.
But if you're laid down,
yeah,
on the floor, you're homeless. So, what's the difference?
Right. That's how they do the winter figures, the councils, when apparently they send somebody out to do the count. We've never seen anyone do the count.
No.
Since 1999, when I first come to Birmingham, they'd say it was 4 homeless. Then they'd say it was 7. Now, all of a sudden, they're saying there's 768.
Yeah.
Or 763, whatever the figure you want to believe. Well, it's not that much. We can go around this.
You don't think
this,
that's that much?
Not in the city centre. We know of about 50 or 60 genuine homeless around the city centre. And then on the outskirts of the city, we'll get 50 to 60 along the canals and the bushes where they hide away. The figures have gone up by 55%, they say, nationally. They've definitely gone up here in Birmingham and Wolverhampton because we've seen it.
Yeah.
But now when they say giant figures, that's because all of a sudden the police and social services and other registered businesses / charities want more funding. We do this with nothing. We did this out of our dole money and what we get donated off the public. So they manipulate the figures to choose whatever agenda they've got for this year.
Right.
You know.
Just explain, like, what we're doing now, what you're doing, and why it's important that someone does this.
Well, we come in around the streets, around the squats, the canals, the railway arches, because the amount of deaths we've had. We used to have a proper outreach team that used to come out that was funded by the council. And there was 8 staff. That got cut down to 2. So now we've got hostels that have shut down. We've got other charities that have shut down. So we've got less and less services. There's less houses. So we've seen the figures just go through the roof in this last year. So we come out basically, because when it happened to me, there was no one there to help. And, you know, I'm not particularly religious, but I was brought up as a Christian. I just cannot morally walk past the people that I see in my own city that I'm living and not want to do something.
Yeah.
Because this is somebody's son, he's somebody's dad, somebody's daughter, do you know? And they've all got different problems. And I mean, this country's really good at giving £3 a week for this charity and £3 for that charity. And our government that tells us that we're bankrupt, sending millions of pounds abroad or giving £350 million a month in tax to Europe, when we've got our own people here in these cities getting nothing. Well, when they sold all the council houses off and got them people in debt to buy the council houses off and started demolishing all the tower blocks, there's a new thing there. No one's going to put somebody who's on drugs or drink or got a mental illness problem into a council flat because the council don't want it. So basically, this idea that they had under Labour, care in the community, and the Conservatives, care in the community. Well, there ain't no care. We're having to do the care. There's no official care. We have to do the care. The public, members of the public have to do the care because there's no one else there to do it.